face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
Tuesday night, BET premieres their new mixed martial arts venture entitled Iron Ring. The show consists of multiple teams with celebrity owners fighting for a grand prize of $100,000. The series has gotten a lot of publicity outside of the mixed martial arts community due to the strength of the celebrity owners. But you see, with so many fights going on, MMA fans are too busy to be learning about who these celebrity owners are on Iron Ring. So here's a quick background of some of the celebrity owners you're going to see on the show. The man most combat sports fans will be familiar with is Floyd Mayweather Jr., the current WBC welterweight champion and scheduled headliner for WrestleMania 24 against The Big Show. This is all part of Floyd's strategy to reinvent his tough guy image after his Dancing with the Stars fiasco last year. What the hell was he thinking? Real men would never do that, right, Chuck Liddell?
So they asked me about Dancing with the Stars already, and hell no.
Mayweather will be joined by Rick Ross to manage the Money Mayweather boys. No word on whether Mayweather was able to recruit standout mixed martial artist Brandon the Thrill Hill.
I'm trying to spin this shit. I got permission to put your mama in a headlock. What? She tried to trick me in a bigger boat leg lock. Oh. She said she liked the way I stick it.
Talk about a pro wrestling mark. Ludacris jumped at the chance to join Iron Ring, heading up Team Luda. This guy is not only a Ric Flair fan, but also a Bret Hart fan.
Kickstand. I think I changed the definition of a hitman.
But everyone knows that the real fight they want to see involving Ludacris is against Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly.
When you reward a Ludacris with an award like that, and you look at what he's putting out, the lyrics that he's putting out, and I couldn't play most of them.
Sure. Have you listened to Ludacris' new album?
You know, some of it.
Do you know that it's like a dramatic change in direction for Ludacris?
Well, I mean, I don't have a frame of reference to put that into.
Do you think it's important to have a frame of reference when you're judging cultural?
No, because I can listen to a song and pull the lyrics like I did, and put the lyrics on the radio so everybody can hear them.
It's particularly responsible journalism, but I mean, let me ask.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it, pal.
Shout out to Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to throw you a curve. You mad because I'm a thief and got away with words. I'm going to start my own beverage. It'll calm your nerves. Pepsi's the new generation.
From Ludacris, we go to the Saint Lunatic himself, Nelly, representing Team Nelly, which will feature Jermaine Andre among other fighters on the team. Nelly is also the man behind Pimp Juice and a three-time Grammy Award winner who has been linked to fellow singer Ashanti.
What up, Ashanti?
You just lay with me, stay with me. I wouldn't quit if you had your way with me, cause I just can't get enough of your time.
And finally,
what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Let's go!
The King of Crunk, Little John, teams up with Mr. International, Shoni Carter, to comprise my pick for the best team. Little John was quick to respond when he was asked by BET if he was interested in appearing on Iron Ring.
Yeah.
Catch Iron Ring Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern.